Information about the coronavirus changes daily, and it can be confusing, especially for those who don't speak English. Local advocacy groups say non-English speaking immigrants are an especially vulnerable group during this crisis, and not enough is being done to help them. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
At a recent press conference, Isabel Rubio said COVID-19 is having a big impact on the Latino population.
This situation is hitting our community like a bombshell.
Rubio is the executive director of the Hispanic Interest Coalition of Alabama, known as HICA. It's an advocacy group for Latino and immigrant families. In recent weeks, they've gotten a spike in phone calls from worried residents. Carlos Alemán is HICA's deputy director.
The biggest issue that we face in Alabama is that a lot of the information, whether it's around economy or health, is mostly all in English.
Statewide, more than 200,000 people speak a different language at home, most commonly Spanish. UAB recently posted bilingual information about COVID-19. But Alemán says state and local officials need to do a better job communicating with people who don't speak English. He says HICA is doing what it can to fill in the gaps. The group recently helped interpret for Birmingham Mayor Randall Woodfin during a virtual question and answer session.
Our goal today is to answer your questions and address concerns.
Many undocumented people are especially concerned. Local health officials say immigration status doesn't prevent someone from getting tested for COVID-19. But Alemán says for many, the bigger worry is economic.
Our community is particularly vulnerable because a lot of their jobs were the first to go.
Restaurants are closed, construction is delayed, lots of people are out of work these days. But Alemán says undocumented immigrants typically don't qualify for financial help from the government, even if they pay taxes. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.